next song is the only cover we've really ever done. It's by a band, Train of Thought, out of Fitchburg, Leominster in the 80s. Not many people got the chance to hear it, so we decided to revive it. We put it on our third record, and we still play live. It's called Soaring Death Song.
Rockers.
This is our most streamed song on Spotify, so someone likes it. Chris Musil wrote it. It's called Tommy Dyes His Hair.
Thank you.
not getting round. As wise as she could lose a pound or two. But all of her diet plans never seem to shrink her ass just so. Best of us. We need it all. Tommy Knives is here.
Hey, away, hey, away, hey, away.
Tommy Knives is here.
Hey, away, hey, away, hey, away.
Tommy Knives is here.
Hey, away, hey, away, hey, away.
Tommy Knives is here.
Hey, away, hey, away, hey, away.
All sit back and shiver tight. Top down sun is shining bright and cold. Night comes on, he feels it right. Turns blue on the fading light of the moon. Calls in the morning is as sharp as sharp could be. 40 years is nothing, feels more like 30. Cause family gets the best of us. Yeah, family gets the best of us. We need this call. Tommy Knives is here.
Last one. This is by Mr. Ron Belanger, and this one is called Going Home.
But that's not what you're going to do after this set, because we're going to be in doing an interview, giving a 3-vinyl giveaway.
Yeah, so stick around. You're also going to get to hear our latest release by Tim, Get Right Up.
It's come on, guys. It's by all of us. We'll be right back.
so much to MFO and Joel and the whole crew and On the Town with Mike Edie for having us. Blast.
We'll talk to you in a minute.
All right. You heard him. They'll talk to me in a minute. Thank you to Winter Project for playing. Here's Tribe.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
You play these games that I can't see. Then you call my name late at night. I can't breathe. So then you call. Leave me behind.
now you call my number. Just you pretend. And the morning comes and you decide. You leave me behind. 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 You leave me behind.
91.5 WMFO. That was Sunshine Right with Just Say So. Before that, I had Senseless Optimism with Leave You Behind and Tribe with Super Collider going back to 1993. Hard to believe that was almost 30 years ago. Anyway, we have some people as promised in this room here. Hello, Winter Project.
Hey, what's going
on? How's it going, everybody?
Thanks for having us over.
All right.
Been excellent. A while.
Yeah, it has. When was the last time you guys were here?
Well, it was pre the disease, so it's been a few years anyways.
Yeah, right? It was before the world ended.
Yes.
And this is, you know, the world, was it 2.1, 2.4?
Is that what they're calling it?
I'm going to say it's been 3 years since we've been here on the town. Does that seem about right?
3 years? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'd say so.
Yes.
What's Get with on the mic, Tim.
What's with the Michael Jackson voice, Tim? Where's your big boy voice?
This is such a good time playing here again, though. I love that room and just being surrounded by all the records.
Well, is that what those things were?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, those big, mostly black objects. At least I think in that room it's mostly black.
I saw vinyl at Walmart the other day, and I almost had a heart attack. I'm like, what? 2022, Walmart's selling vinyl.
And they're like $45.
Yeah, they're like $45.
They're like $45. They come in a million colors.
Right.
Like, of albums you already have owned, like, 14
17 times,
copies
right.
of.
Like, do I need a 12th version of Back in Black? Probably not, but...
But this one comes with a tour laminate.
Right.
And this one's
vinyl.
In black.
But, yes, speaking
we
of which...
vinyl.
Yeah, you guys love vinyl.
Yeah, we're vinyl people. And so we decided to celebrate 3 years since we've been here. We have a vinyl three-pack to give away. Our first album, our third album, and then a very, very special release that we did for Record Store Day, I don't know, 3 years ago? We had a different lineup with this band, and we had some fights over whether we should have keyboards in
That's
this
right.
song. So we stripped the keyboards out for the record, but did a special release with keyboards, which Tim and I both played, right, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys both played keyboards on that one. All in.
Yes.
So there's only 10 of those in existence.
But there's only 10 of these.
Yeah, the band members all have one. A couple were bought at Record Store Day. I think there's only one other one. So that one.
Oh, whoops. This one just went missing. This one just went missing.
In fact, that one's not even on Discogs. So nobody's even. The other ones you can get on Discogs. That one is. That one's rare. So if you want it, call in right now. You get all three. First caller.
We're waiting.
Although we need a phone number, don't we?
We're waiting. Oh, yeah. What's the phone number?
The phone number is 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636.
And could they probably Facebook message in too, right? It's modern times.
Sure.
Text.
Sure.
AOL.
Well.
MySpace.
Send a message to the beeper.
We didn't give away the Facebook chat group. Sorry. Can't do that. You got to call. You got to do the old-fashioned... Pick up the landline and dial in so you can get the old school vinyl.
Mailed to you with stamps.
We do have a whole bunch of the original record, though. So if you want to messenger or Facebook post MFO and the Winter Project, then you know. We
don't have a whole bunch. You make it sound like there's like a landfill of our records.
Definitely not a million.
There's a selective few left for sale.
Yeah, there's there are a bunch for sale.
Okay.
CDs, we have a shitload of those.
Hey, did you just say a swear?
All right,
in the air? Wow.
You're in the corner. Yeah. You're in the corner.
Wow.
I wasn't loud enough a minute ago.
Shed.
Tipper Gore is going to be mad at you.
He has a shed load of CDs.
It's a shed load. Yes,
all right, so we have a new single. Did you get it on the emails? No, okay. So you're fired from MP3ing. We have a new single that just came out today on Spotify. It is called Get Right Up. It's a, we used to call it a rousing open chord anthem, but you took offense to that. So now we just call it a rousing anthem.
Yes.
Tell us what it's about, Tim.
All right. So, it was written a while ago, actually. I probably wrote it 2007-ish. It's kind of if you think of the scenario of a relationship and one person's trying really hard and the other person isn't really, and they kind of given up too easily for the other person's liking. I think that's kind of the scenario if you think about it as you hear the song. So get right up. Don't you fall.
We're having some technical difficulties transferring it from wax cylinder to reel, but you can always go to Spotify and listen to it.
I've forgotten how to send an email, so.
Yes.
Oh my Lord.
You can maybe you guys can play it next. Who's on the air next week? Is it Andrew, Joellen? Who is it?
Next week we have Andrew.
Andrew. Maybe Andrew can play it. I'll hit him on Facebook.
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are
so
you
Andrew gets to debut it because we're too lame. We can't get it over. I think you've tried enough.
Try one more time. Is that right?
That looks right.
So who do you have next week in the studio?
Is there a Yahoo too?
Well, I'm trying to remember who we have in next week.
I know there's a bunch of good bands coming up. See it all over Facebook.
Oh, yeah. We have a whole bunch of bands coming up all, like, for the rest of the year,
which is really cool.
Yeah. Having been away for over
a long time. Well, it was fun here in the recorded live sessions. I think we popped up on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right, the original show that we did.
Yeah, with our old singer and old drummer, and that was it was fun to hear. So, just thank you guys for keeping Boston Rock alive.
Keeping local rock going. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, I gotta say this. Sorry, Andrew.
That is the big premiere that they had been promising.
Thank you so much for playing.
Throughout the first, their live performance.
First DJ in the land to play it. Thank you.
Yeah, I could not let Andrew have that.
Hopefully not the last.
hopefully not the last one.
Yeah.
So this new single, is it part of a bigger project, or is this kind of a one-off thing? Or?
No, it's going to be part of our next full-length, which is going to come out next year. We have three songs that we've done basic tracking for. We're going to do vocals and guitar leads. We're going to do that in the fall and early winter. So look for our next full-length probably spring of 2023.
Yeah, I think spring will be a good time to release it.
No name for it yet, no artwork, but yeah, so...
Would this be a full length? Because I'm looking at your vinyl giveaway, and the size of the vinyl is just diminishing.
The next one will be a 24-inch. Oh, no, no.
This one will be a 3-inch vinyl. Inch.
So, yeah, the one vinyl's got 6. The next kind of vinyl's got 4. And obviously, the 7-inch is one song. It's not even two-sided.
But it's cool, clear vinyl, though.
It is.
Oh, this cool. This one's clear vinyl?
Clear, yes.
All right, but. Give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. You will get all the 12-inch EP, the 10-inch EP, and the 7-inch single.
Did somebody say 12-inch?
Yes. Oh. I said 12.
Okay. Phone lights up. Yeah,
when we released our full-length Brighter Days, we actually opted to not do vinyl.
Okay. Why was that?
CDs on that.
I mean, full-length, come on.
It's a question. These vinyl plants are so backed up. Like it was, yeah, I think at that point
is,
when we
that
were.
That is true now, but you know, before the world ended.
Yeah.
Before we're in world 3.1416.
Exactly. Yeah. And just the cost, and I think like the last we did, it was in Taiwan. It took 4 months, 5 months.
It took a long time to get the stories.
We decided to pump the brakes. Maybe the next one we'll do on. Rainbow splatter vinyl.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That's kind of hippie.
That would be even fun. Even if we just do a limited run of 25 or 50.
Hey.
Thousand.
There's 25, 50,000. Well, that's what's going to happen when this new single blows up.
Exactly.
On, you know? And you'll have Tim to thank.
That's right. Well, we have
our
to
engineer,
thank him for
Matt
everything.
Alexander, said that was of all. What, 20 songs that we've done with him, that was his favorite to work on.
Yeah.
He says that about every song, though.
And don't
He's
worry,
well compensated.
And don't worry, you will sell a shed load.
Shed load.
Of...
I love the Tim shaming.
That is
I
what
love
he
it.
Said. Shed load.
Tim is wearing a dunce cap right now. That
well,
says Sweary McGee
corner.
On it.
I told him to get in the corner. He's in the corner. Yet, he's behaving.
Yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh, no. Some people just aren't made for radio. You have a face for one, but...
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, well, as someone else with a face for radio...
You're talking to me?
No, I'm talking about myself. So what is ultimately next for the Winter Project?
We should have thought of that, guys.
Wow. I'm gonna get in my car.
Should we talk about
it? Stumped Ron. I can't believe this.
No, are you playing anywhere?
No, we're not actually. We've been really lame about booking gigs.
We should probably get on that.
Yes.
Hey, if anybody wants to play with us, just give us a call because we're terrible at getting in touch.
I'm trying to help you guys. What the hell?
Does Danimal still book Ralph's? I think we have something at TT's coming up next month. Yeah, no.
You're going to make me cry, man.
TT's is reopened, hey, isn't it? It's not like these guys are short of gigs, though. I mean, they do have other projects they're working
they
on.
They're all lined up, just not with each other.
Oh, says, says the guy that just played last week.
I just play acoustic duo stuff.
Yeah, sadly, we all play out a lot in other bands. This band just, I don't know, we never play out.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
But we record a lot of music. That's our superpower.
That's how the Winter Project came to be. That's we came up with the name because we said, "Hey, let's go to the studio and record some songs." And the original four of us got together and wrote four songs and released that album.
And we've recorded every winter since then. This will be what, the sixth winter we're doing, going to the studio to finish our next full length.
So is that was that initially the theme? Because, I mean, I'm realizing the irony right now, considering it's, you know, August 17th.
That's true. Normally, you don't even see us in the summer, but we got so excited when we saw the Facebook post. I was on Joel, like, white on rice, like, we got to play. We just got to play. And he was kind enough to book us. So, yeah, normally we write in the summer and don't play out, but we had to see you guys. So, thanks for having us. Well,
that's good. Thank you. That warms our heart oh so slightly. I mean, well, like, you can't complain. The weather this past week has been really, really good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, awesome. I can't complain.
It's like the 8 days why it's good to live in New England. We had like four of them last week, right? 12 days? I don't know. We don't get much more than that.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be 100 again.
For those not in New England listening, and there are some of you, our springs are about 3 weeks before the oppressive humidity comes in at the end of May. And our fall is the 5 weeks that the oppressive humidity goes away in September.
And then the long darkness comes.
Then the long darkness.
Long, dark, cold.
And then second summer.
Second summer.
Second summer, July.
I was going to say, I don't want to get like put against the corner again, but it's called Indian Summer. I don't know what you want to say about
well,
that.
Well, that usually happens.
It's a great song.
That usually happens before the actual fall. Yeah. You know, that one day of Indian summer, and then it gets nice for about 3 weeks, and then all the snow.
You should cue that up. Play Indian Summer.
Which version, though?
Dun, Galaxy. Dun, dun.
The Luna version?
Galaxy.
No, wasn't it Luna that did that?
That was Galaxy 500.
I don't know. The original one is Beat Happening.
Beat Happening, yeah.
The real low voice. Welcome back for Indian Summer. Well, this is a local show. I guess you'd have to play the Galaxy version.
Galaxy, right? Yeah, obviously. That's play the Massachusetts band. Right up the road.
I still think it's Luna, though.
Luna?
Yeah, and they were technically a New York band, so kind of fail.
Let's see if we have it.
Looking for Indian Summer.
It's a cover of the Beat Happening indie rock classic done by one of Dean Wareham's bands. Yeah. I don't know which one it was. Galaxy.
Magical song in D and G. And then D, and then more G. And then D and G again. One of the first songs I learned on guitar.
Aww. It's a good one to learn. It's easy.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
It's a good way to play open.
You didn't learn Eruption as your first song?
No. No. Or not even a song I ever
Or one
tried
of Joel's
learn.
Prog, like 12-minute epics. That changes. All right. That changes key 9 times before the first chorus.
All right. Here we go.
Separate ways.
right.
Yes, it was Luna, not Galaxy 500. Now you wear the dunce cap. Tim, put it on his hat.
His hat.
All right.
Dean Wareham.
Yeah, we found it. It's in our system, so awesome. We just had to play it. That was Luna with Indian Summer.
That was a band that Chris and I saw. How many times together?
Oh, we must
10, 12.
We saw them every time they played. Yeah. Them, sometimes twice or three times.
Luna was a great, great indie fantastic rock band. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and playing.
Thanks for having us.
And debating and finally getting the new single on the air and all of that stuff.
Terrific.
All right. So how can people message you?
you can find us on Facebook, I guess, is probably the most popular place that we...
So most of our messages come in. Yeah, Facebook, Winter Project. We're on Instagram. We have a website that has all our videos and stuff on it.
Spotify,
we have a merch page.
We got a whole bunch of videos out there.
We're on our best Friendster.
What's that?
We're on Friendster.
I'm not.
MySpace.
Hello.
No, so here's a true story. Our best-selling merch product of all time was our Winter Project coffee mug. We sold out of them, and we just found six more in the practice space.
Yeah, we had...
So if you want a coffee mug with winter coming, check them out.
Second caller.
All right. No, you gotta buy those.
Nah, you gotta hit us on Facebook.
You gotta buy those.
Yeah, because we don't have the mug here. We just have the ever diminishing sizes of vinyl.
Right.
Here.
You can find all of our merchandise on the winterprojectband.com too.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, man.
Playing during
awesome.
The summer.
Yes,
thank
of course.
You for having us here.
We'll have to have you in at a more appropriate time.
Yes.
So real quick, plug your other projects, because you all play out, except not as Winter Project.
Okay,
so.
I'll take the bait. My other band, the Chelsea Curve, we're playing September 2nd at The Porch in Medford with the Woggles and Muck of the Myers. Check us out. Good barbecue.
Yeah, I'm playing with Cold Expectations on September 10th at Revolution Music Hall in Lexington.
That's and cool. Aren't you playing on the Town Mikey D?
We are, but I left my phone in the other room, so I don't know the date. But yes, we are.
Well, if I am not mistaken, it's September 7th.
So, Mike, who's a better kisser, me or Joe Allen?
I'll never tell.
Oh, liar.
I'll be playing with the Runaway Dogs on... on Friday in Lemonster Center in Monument Square outside. It's going to be, should be great.
And Tim, who are you playing with next? The Foo Fighters or Nine Inch Nails? They're always on. It's some big gigs.
No, I'm playing at the Graft and American Legion.
Nice.
On September 8th. Is that a Thursday?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
A little cover tune action. And then I'm also playing September 2nd with my duo in New Hampshire at a nice little spot called the Foothills in Sandwich, New Hampshire.
It's on the lake?
It's near Squam Lake, actually. It's
oh, the
nice
rich
area.
Person lake. Ooh, yeah. Fancy. Ooh. See, now you see why we don't play out. We're too busy with our 19 other bands. All right. Maybe the Winter Project will book something.
Hey, it's important to be prolific, right?
Yes. All right. Thanks again for having us. Hopefully we'll see us out in the clubs in the
campus
fall.
Campus security is here, so we got to go.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. TheWinterProjectBand.com.
Thank
and
you.
And check them out on Facebook. Thank you so much for coming in again.
Good night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, man.
All
thanks
right.
So much.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
All right.
Keep the good.
All right. So here's some Gypsy Moths, 91.5 WMFO. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO. That was the Gypsy Moss with Slow Healer from Following the Races. That brings a close to another installment of On the Town with Mikey D. Andrew will be here next week. We have Drop Bear in the studio. Three more hours of Boston music, New England music, great music. I'm going to close everything out with Drop Bear, and this is the single Bystander. We will see you next week, 91.5 WMFO.